Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Frederick Browning. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we embark on exploration through some of the most fascinating entries in our digital world's largest encyclopedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into a story filled with bravery, leadership, and complex legacies, centering on a figure from the annals of military history, Frederick Browning. So grab your headphones and let's embark on this historical journey together. Lieutenant General Sir Frederick Arthur Montague Browning was a prominent British Army officer. Often overshadowed by brighter figures in the tapestry of World War II, his story is both intriguing and complex, worthy of a closer look. Let's go back to the early 20th century. Born in December 1896 in Kensington, London, Browning's path was set from a young age. He was not just any military man. He became a senior officer in the British Army and played a pivotal role in numerous crucial military campaigns during World War II. Now, to give this story a personal touch, let me share an anecdote that illustrates the character of Browning. There's a story, told by his contemporaries, that while serving in World War I, Browning was noted for his dignity and command presence. Even in the trenches, where it surely must have felt as though the world was collapsing around him, he maintained a composure and calm that inspired those under his command. His qualities did not go unnoticed, which leads us to a thought-provoking question for you, our listeners. What are qualities that you see as indispensable in a leader? How do they resonate in today's leaders, and do they withstand the test of time? Browning's story doesn't end at the mud-clogged trenches of the First World War. By World War II, he was a high-ranking officer. In fact, he was often referred to as the father of the British Airborne Forces. Doesn't that title alone conjure images of daring and strategic paratroopers descending from the sky? It was Browning who was instrumental in establishing the British Airborne Division, leading and inspiring a revolutionary transformation in military logistics and tactics. But this isn't just a tale of heroics and accolades. Frederick Browning's legacy is complex, filled with triumphs as well as lessons from failures. One of the most notable campaigns he was involved in was Operation Market Garden, a name that might ring a bell for World War II aficionados among you. It was an ambitious operation orchestrated to seize bridges across the Rhine in the Netherlands, and Browning led the airborne effort. Unfortunately, the operation didn't achieve its major objectives, and Browning famously assessed the campaign's failure with a haunting comment, saying it was a bridge too far. This phrase, capturing both the ambitious and overstretched nature of the operation, has since entered popular lexicon. Let's pause for a moment to consider this. In times when we learn more from our failures than our successes, what do historical military failures teach us about ambition and planning in our own lives? Send your thoughts in, and let's reflect together on how these lessons creep into everyday decision-making. Despite the setback, Browning's career and his contribution shouldn't be solely defined by that operation. His leadership continued to evolve, and he later served as the chief of staff for the headquarters of the Allied Airborne Army and as a military secretary to the cabinet until his retirement. Browning's personal life also threads fascinating allure through his military career. He was married to Daphne du Maurier, the celebrated author known for Rebecca and Jamaica Inn. Imagine the dinner conversations between a decorated general and a best-selling author. Their life together was a partnership of creativity and valor. By weaving a picture of both military might and literary elegance, Browning's life invites us to consider the intersection of personal and professional identities and how they shape one's legacy. In your opinion, how do significant personal relationships affect professional journeys? Let's examine this through the lens of Browning and du Maurier's partnership. As we draw this episode of Wikipedia to a close, I urge you to think about this. How does one prefer to be remembered? As potent as it is in the world of military history, Browning's story isn't just about battles fought and won. It's about forging a path through unprecedented times. Thank you for joining me on this journey through history and ambition. If Browning's story has piqued your interest, I invite you to dive deeper into his life and contributions. Open your minds to the layers of history and perhaps even find personal reflections within his narrative. As we sign off from this episode of Wikipedia, keep exploring, keep questioning, and join us next time for more exciting tales right from the pages of Wikipedia. Until then, stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Frederick Browning. Thanks for listening. See you next time.